Welcome back to Shabbos and the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg for Parsha Shmini. So there are different points that we could discuss where we see Shabbos-related themes. Just the name of the Parsha itself, Shmini, the eighth day, is following 7 days of the Miluyim, of the inauguration of the Mishkan. But I don't want to speak about that because that's really not in the realm of Shabbos. Shabbos, we've spoken about even recently, is the idea of the seventh day, and the eighth day is something else. It's the next level and not really a Shabbos proper topic. It's certainly related, but trying to stay within the realm of Shabbos. At the end of the parsha, we reference Yetzias Mitzrayim again, which is connected to Shabbos, and there's a unique term used, Hamale Eschem. But I want to focus on a different phrase in the parsha that is very much connected to our Shabbos experience. Perhaps you would say the end of our Shabbos experience. There's a pasuk in Perek Yud. So in Perek Yud, we see right after, first of all, we see the tragic deaths of Nadab and Avihu, Aaron's sons. And then Aaron is commanded in pasuk Ches, says Hashem speaks to Aaron. It says, Yain v'shechar al tesh, you're not allowed to drink wine or other intoxicating beverage. You and your sons, bevochem with you, bevochem el olmoid vosemusu, when you enter the olmoid, chukas alon darsechem. It's an eternal decree for you and your sons, for all kohanim. Before you enter the mishkan or the beis hamikdash, you're not allowed to drink wine to become intoxicated. And the next pasuk says, this is Perek Yud, pasuk Yud, ulahavdil bein hakodesh ubein hachol, ubein atamein ubein atahor, to divide, to separate between the holy and the mundane, between the impure and the pure. And the next pasuk says, "Ulahoros is b'nei Yisrael." You're supposed to teach it in Israel. So it seems to be saying the simple understanding over here is that one is not supposed to drink because they're not going to be able to do the avodah properly. They're not going to be able to properly figure out what they need to do to differentiate between the holy and the mundane. And Rashi over here seems to say that it's referring to the avodah that he's doing. You can't do the avodah in this mikdash. There's a lot of awareness that you need to have of what foods are holy and what degree of holiness they have and what degree of holiness each location in the base of mikdash has. So it's complicated and it's hard to do that when someone's mind is foggy due to alcohol. So if someone is under the influence of alcohol, they're not going to be able to properly be mavdil bein hakodesh ubein hachol. But of course, this phrase is striking. Lahavdil bein hakodesh ubein hachol, to divide between the holy and the mundane, that is a phrase we are very familiar with as we take leave of Shabbos, every Motzai Shabbos, we say Havdalah, we are Mavdil, and we are Mavdil bein kodesh lachol. That's actually the main bracha of Havdalah, is and then we give a few more examples. You think I wouldn't say it every week. Who is mavdil between the holy and the mundane. And that phrase is based on the pasuk in this week's parsha. But it's not just that. There's actually a Gemara in Shavuos, and there's other sources in Chazal that connect this, that actually directly connect this pasuk to Havdalah. One comment is in Masechas Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Hamavdil Al Yayin B'Motzai Shabbosos, Havayin Lo Banim Zecharim. Anybody who does Havdalah over wine on Motzai Shabbos, right? We know there's a Havdalah in Tefillah and Davening, Atachan Atanu. Someone could just technically say, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. But if anybody who does it over wine, which is nowadays the Halacha, they will have Banim Zecharim. They'll have male children. Dichsif, as the Pasuk says, Ulahavdil Ben HaKodesh Ubein HaChol. So it mentions doing HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. And then it connects it to, ultimately, next week's Parsha, he says Ria, and it talks about having a son, and then Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi continues and says it'll be even banim haruim lahora, that they'll have children that are fit to teach and paskin halacha diksiv lahavdil lahoros, because the next pasuk says to lahoros, to teach. But what we see is that based on this pasuk, Chazal have teachings regarding making Havdalah, Motzei Shabbos, on wine from these words, Hamadu ben Kodesh L'chol. Now, what's striking over here is that if you look at the proper context of the Pasuk, it's very strange. Because the simple understanding of what's going on here is that there's a commandment not to drink wine when you want to be Mavdu ben Kodesh L'chol. Yet over here, the Gemara learns from this Pasuk, Mavdu ben Kodesh L'chol, you should do it with wine. How do you see that? That's very counterintuitive. The Maharsha over here comments, in the Gemara, he comments that, I guess at least midrashically, we're seeing a contrast that says you shall not do it when you're entering the Ohel Moed, but for a davar mitzvah, like being mavdim in Kodesh L'chol, like for Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, then you should drink wine. So really, I guess it's a couple of questions there. First of all, how could we see over here in this passage, which is telling us not to drink wine, especially when you're going to be mavdil ben kodesh l'chol, and yet there's a mitzvah to do havdalah with a kos of wine, a cup of wine. And also, how can that impact our Shabbos? What can we take away and learn from that? So I think that we can suggest that there's a difference between drinking a lot of wine and a little of wine. Of course, a little bit of wine. We were coming out of the end of Purim, where there is more of an instruction to drink a lot of wine, and it seems to be the purpose of that is blurring lines, right, between Aror Haman Baruch Mordechai, as the Gemara in Masechta Megillah Daf Sinai Beis says. But maybe wine also is used in a different way. Maybe it's also used to be mavdil, right? We differentiate, we separate between the Kodesh of Shabbos and the week that precedes, because we sanctify Shabbos over a cup of wine. And of course, over here we see we're mavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, Motzai Shabbos. We do, again divide between holiness of Shabbos and the mundane rest of the week. Or the following week, and of course we're Shabbos Achodesh, the Shabbos. We're already thinking about Pesach. We differentiate. We use wine to distinguish between different aspects of the Geula. We have four cups of wine, and each one has a different message and different things to learn from. So, what is it that wine does? It's interesting what we end up saying in Havdalah. We start with Hamavdi ben Kodesh L'chol, which seems to be an overall introduction about what we're about to say, and because we conclude with that as well, Baruchat Hashem Hamavdi ben Kodesh L'chol. But what do we say? We say Hamavdi ben Or L'choshech, between light and dark. So that Havdalah, that Havdalah is mentioned in the Torah. It says at the beginning, Parshas Bereishis, first parak, first two psukim, that Hashem divides between Or and Choshech, light and darkness. That's an easy division to make. I know nowadays what's going on in the world, there's a lot of confusion and good is what is good and what is evil, and there is a lot of blend. But really, it's quite obvious, light and darkness. That's easy to differentiate. And then we say Ben Yisrael la'amim, Klal Yisrael to the Umos Ha'olam, and that one might be a little bit harder to differentiate. But you have to view that as the difference between Or and Choshech. And then we continue, Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheisha Simei HaMasa. That's even harder to differentiate between Shabbos and the days of the week, like at least with people, with human beings, so you see them in front of you. So, yeah, sometimes it's hard to distinguish Yisrael La'amim. It's hard to really see, are we really so different? Yes, different, as different as Or and Choshech. But that's easier to see the difference between the Shabbos and the days of the week, because that's in time. It's hard to see that. But all of these have to be Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. That we have, in order to be Mavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, you have to be Mavdil between Yisrael and La'amim and Yom HaShvi L'Sheisha Simei HaMasa. So you have to be able to differentiate between them, and you have to be able to differentiate them and see that they're so different that they're actually Or and Choshech, light and darkness. It has to be a very clear division. How do you get that? It's very, very hard, as we said. So sometimes a little bit of wine can help. Right? Just not so much a cup, a revius of wine, a few ounces of wine can help somebody see a little bit of what's not there or not readily visible. It helps put you in a situation where you can kind of think a little bit more clearly. A lot of wine makes you think less clearly, but a little bit of wine, a kos of wine for Kiddush, a kos for Havdalah, maybe four kosos on a long Seder night, can help you be Mavdi ben Kodesh L'chol. So as we begin Shabbos, with a cup of wine, and even if you have grape juice during Kiddush, and for Havdalah as Shabbos leaves, whether you have wine or even if you have grape juice. But to take away the message of Shabbos, one of the messages of Shabbos is to be able to see the Havdalah ben Yisrael la'amim and ben Yom HaShvi'i l'Shesh Yishimei HaMasa, to be able to see those differences and see them as the same difference as Or and Choshech. And sometimes you might need a little bit of wine to help you see that clearly, but that should be a takeaway of Shabbos, that you should leave Shabbos, that you should, Motzai Shabbos, you should say, wow, I see a very clear day and night, light and dark difference between Yisrael and the Amim. And I see a very clear difference between Shabbos and the Shesh Yishimei HaMaaseh. I see such a clear difference, and that is being Mavdeh Ben Kodesh L'Chol, so that when you enter the week, you know what Kodesh looks like and you know what Chol looks like. You know how to be involved and be immersed and be connected to Divrei Kedusha, to holy things, and not Divrei Chol. Of course, there's a place for Chol. There's a place for Chol in the world. There's a place for days of the week. But you need that Shabbos to recalibrate and have clarity on what is holy and what is not. Yisrael Amim, Yom HaShvi'i L'Shesh Yishimei HaMaaseh, to have that Bein Or L'Choshech clarity, to be Mavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, should be Zocha to first be Mavdil L'Kodesh with Kiddush, have a beautiful Shabbos, and properly at the end of Shabbos, to be Mavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol.